Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, rabbits.
Beers, beers, and more beers. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the second. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
With representative week out of the way, we focus back onto round 16, back into club footy, and more importantly, back into some Supercoach. A round 16 where I think there is a lot of pretty awkward matchups for captains, a round where buy, holding and selling is becoming more and more subjective. We obviously have the five super trades. We've touched on that plenty of times this week. Looking at a lot of people's trades that they've been sending me, it's very, very mixed in terms of where people are going, which is always fantastic for Supercoach because we get a better pot outlook, more competition around those certain places, and the big news of Nathan Cleary. What do we do with him? Obviously made a in-detail podcast yesterday around the halfback conundrum and what we do with it, but definitely a topic that has set the Supercoach world alight. Today's episode is going to be featuring hot takes, buy, holding and selling, Captain Obvious, and your listener Q&As along with my trade talks. So let's get straight into it. We'll kick things off with the sells first and foremost, and there's not a list of any individual players. I've been pretty vocal about how to use the five trades, in my opinion. I think it's a big thing about clearing out the guys you don't want in your final teams coming home. Also clearing out a lot of the dead wood off the bench. So guys that are now peaked in price, that are just sitting on the pine, not making too much cash. Guys like Jason Saab, Dane Laurie, for example, those guys in the back. So I can understand keeping Saab for another week because of the buy coverage. But if you're in a position where overall standings aren't too much of a factor for you anymore, I'd definitely not be looking at targeting next week's buy round too hard. I think with trades getting very limited week in, week out, you may as well just build the ideal side for round 17. If you're in the top 100, obviously you look at guys like Jesse Ramien, Sean Johnson, Cody Nikorima as well, Adam Fanua-Blake, Siwa Takiaho, Corey Hadwe or Naira if you haven't got him. All those guys that are going to be playing next week that will be still borderline keepers in your side for the run home. The hooker position is also one that we ask what we do. If you have Jaden Brayley, I think just hold, personally. Making a luxury trade to bring in someone like a Harry Grant or Brandon Smith or Jerry Marshall King or whoever you're targeting, I think it's a trade that can be used elsewhere to fix up the mess in some teams. I can only really get behind making a luxury trade to a round 17 hooker if you are in serious contention for the overall standings. Otherwise, it's one of those five trades that I think you can just hold off on making, and you can fix up the team elsewhere. We look at a guy like Tevita Pangai Jr. What do we do with him? If he is sort of the sixth option on your trade priorities, probably just wait a week before getting him out. He's not going to lose you any cash this week, but he is suspended for three, which is not ideal considering the run home. And with next week, the Broncos not playing, pretty confident that doesn't count towards his three-match suspension. But the big hold or sell question this week is Nathan Cleary. What do we do? As I said earlier, I dropped a pretty in-detail podcast on this topic. I'm leaning towards selling. I think it's just too much money to be sitting there wasted with the situation that I'm in. And a lot of guys are in where we need the wins for head-to-head, not so much worried about the overall points. And you just have to come to the understanding that if you do trade him out, you are low on trades. You're not going to get him back in for the rest of the season. So it's one of those gambles that you're going to have to take. And it could pay off. It could not. Looks like the pod move is to hold him this week, but I would be selling.
Captain of the Oz.
Geez, let me tell you this week, for captains, we are at pretty slim pickings in my opinion. I'm in the camp that Turbo doesn't play on Saturday. I just think against the Bulldogs, they're probably not in danger of losing this one, even without Turbo. Obviously had the niggle from Origin. I generally think Desi just rests Turbo. But thankfully, I mean, I have cover to cover him if he doesn't play. You guys should too. There's still a fair few games later in the week that there is some Supercoach relevant players that you could just slot in for Turbo if he doesn't play. But back to other captain choices. I mean, the Roosters take on the Storm in the first game. I wouldn't be looking at anyone here. I think this is a pretty tough matchup. Could be one of those low-scoring affairs. Warriors and the Dragons, if you own Cody Nikorima, could be VCing him. This looked like a Reece Walsh. Nice little VC, but obviously out with the hamstring. Panthers, Eels, I think both these guys are going to have a pretty good game against each other. No Nathan Cleary, I think, is the big turning factor. Could be another one of these low grinding affairs. Gutho is probably the only option there if you're holding him. Bulldogs, Eagles, as I said, Turbo is the clear cut option here, but I'm not confident he plays. Raiders, Titans, I wouldn't be taking anyone in this game. The Knights and the Cowboys, if you're going early on Kalen Ponga, this could be a great VC, considering that the Tigers played the Bunnies in the last game of the round, but the Broncos taking on the Sharks. If you bring in SJ, it could be another decent captaincy option, but I think all eyes are bringing on the last game. Cody Walker, one of the most traded in players this week, coming off the back of one of his season best games last week against the Tigers, who are in a little bit of a free fall. Definitely looking at Cody Walker as the captain play this week. But we go back to the Tigers and the Bunnies. Last game they played, obviously Burgess scored, and Brooks ran the field, which was pulled back, and that was a really good close game. So could be a bit of a backfire there. But for me, I'd be looking at Kalen Ponga as my VC and Cody Walker as my captain. And obviously, if we get to the Manly Bulldogs game and Turbo has been named and he'll run on, then he'll get the captaincy armband straight out. But just holding on that he doesn't play.
Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
I haven't actually prepared for hot takes this week, so these will be all done sort of on the fly. Looking at this Roosters Storm game, I think it's going to be a pretty defensive output. I'm going to back Tedesco under 70. Just think it's another one of these games where he'll be sort of, not nullified, but quite a little bit, and won't have the attacking free roam that he did in Origin or in weeks gone by. With no Shanil Harris-Davida, I think this is Cody Nikorima's side to navigate. With that, and also with no Reece Walsh at the back, I think Cody's going to have a big game. We'll back him for over 80. Kalen Ponga, also in a pretty juicy matchup against the Cowboys, we'll back him to go over 100. And we will also back Sean Johnson to go over 85, considering the form that he's been in. Definitely can see that happening. Moving into what I'm going to be doing with the five trades this week, I still haven't worked it out, and we are currently at 12 o'clock on a Thursday. I think I'm pretty set on the idea of trading out Nathan Cleary. Like I said, I'm pretty vocal on that. Moving into my trades and what I'm going to be doing with the five, I'm going to be max trading, just clearing up a lot of the dead wood. Cleary comes out, as we said. Bradman Best, someone that I was looking at holding until season's end, but with the uncertainty of his injury, I think it's just too much cash to be sitting there. Also trading out Gutho, also trading out Jason Saab, also trading out Thomas Flegler. We'll be bringing in Tohu Harris, Brian To'o, Jesse Ramien, Kalen Ponga, and I'm unsure on the Cleary replacement. At the moment, I've got Cody Nikorima, but I might go Sean Johnson or even Sam Walker as a bit of a pod move. But yeah, To'o comes back in, fixing up the issues that we had a couple of weeks ago. Jesse Ramien comes in. Just really love the base that he provides and the tackle bust ability. Cody Nikorima / Sean Johnson, I think those are the two options I'm looking at. Tohu Harris is the clear-cut option in the two RFs that isn't named David Fifita. And yeah, I think that's going to be me done for trades and leave the run home. We've got five left. I think I need to salvage them. But I do have a little bit of dead money in Dane Laurie that I could shift on. I've also got Tevita Pengai there. So there's $1 million. So I could probably free up and get something. But who knows what's going to happen with that in the near future with injuries and suspensions and whatnot. I still will tinker with trades, obviously, this afternoon. And I will post them exactly what they're going to be at about 7 o'clock or so. So who knows what's going to be happening with trades. There's five to do and a lot to clear out. So I think the big strategy for me is just cleaning up the center wings. Obviously didn't have To'o because of the AJ trade in a couple weeks ago, and Ramien as well. I think I need to get him in just to bolster that. And then who knows what's going to happen outside of that. Just as long as I have cover for Turbo if he isn't to play. And we'll move into quickfire listener Q&A to finish up for today. Good response last night from you guys. Thank you, everyone, for the continual output. First question comes from Martin. What to do with Josh Schuster? I probably think you hold him until he's back and then peaked, or if you want to trade out or whatnot. He shouldn't be too far away. I think he'll be back either next week or the week after. G. Evans asks, is Garrick a must-have with Manly's draw, or is his price just not worth it? You're paying a sky-high premium for him, but if you own Nicho Hynes, it's a pretty easy swap. and I think you do bank some money there as well. Anthony asks, is TPJ worth holding? I would probably say not. The only reason I haven't traded him out this week is because I had other issues to attend to. Damon Burgess asks, do you rate buying Foran as someone who plays round 16 and then could sit as a 21st, 22nd man? I'm seeing a lot of talk about Kieran Foran, and I'm not too sure if I'm missing something, but I just don't really see the upside for him, especially when there's Turbo not playing for next week. He's just becoming, not becoming, but like he doesn't offer a huge amount for Supercoach. He does get a couple of good try contributions to Turbo, but apart from that, I wouldn't be looking too heavily at Foran. Look at the last two scores. He's gone 96 and 60. Fantastic. But the weeks before, 34, 20, 42, 45, 45, 46, 39, 25, 25. So an average of 40. Take out those other two games. It's an even less average. It's not ideal. And for someone that you're going to be paying $320k for, I just think you can use the money better elsewhere, and I wouldn't be looking at Foran. Cooper asks, good point scoring front row forward to finish the season. AFB, Luke Thompson, Takiyaho, Isaiah Papali, if you can shift him out, obviously those guys. I'm big on Adam Fuller-Blake as well. Ben asks, buy DC now for buy coverage or not muck around and just get Hughes? I think just get Hughes, man. I think DCE is probably like the fourth best halfback option outside of Cleary, so I'd be giving him a miss. Zeb Humphreys asks, Papali'i or Haas for mid coverages, focusing on head-to-head. Love the podcast, mate. First of all, thank you very much. Yeah, it's good that you guys enjoy listening to these. As for your Papali'i / Haas question, I'm not too sure if it's Josh or Isaiah. If it's Isaiah, it's a clear-cut option between him and Payne Haas. But if it's Josh, I'd probably lean towards Payne Haas over Josh Papali'i. Nico Renault asks, Garrick a must-have on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say probably a 7.64. I think he's definitely up there, but the price is pretty high. I think you can get guys like Valentine Holmes, Jesse Ramian. I think those two will do a decent enough job for you. They might get you 10 points less than what Garrick will, but they're also 200k cheaper after the price rises and falls. So yeah, for the money, I'd probably just go those two. Nico also asked, Matto hold or sell? I touched on this during the week. I think it depends really on what your team is looking like. If you have the ability to make the Matto trade and still have quality, then obviously sell. But if you're in my shoes and have a pretty gross center wing or gross other positions that haven't really worked out, then I'd probably just hold him and hope that he comes good. It's Brian on Instagram asks, trade in Tohu and Garrick or Fifita and Johnston? Oh, off that, I'd probably go Tohu and Garrick just for the consistency, but the ceiling, if you're looking for like a 200 score between the two of them, Fifita and Johnston could go huge. Jamie asks, do you like Jazz at hooker option? No, I think Jazz, unfortunately I'm one of Jazz's biggest fans, but each year he's becoming more and more of a trap as it goes by. He doesn't play well at hooker, doesn't play enough minutes in the back row, so I'd be giving Jazz a miss completely. Chris asks, will Chad Townsend impact Cody Nikorima's scores, and do you think Cody will still kick the goals? I mean, Cody was still putting up these scores with Chanel Harris-Tavita in the side, so I don't think Chad Townsend's going to impact. We also got to remember that Chad Townsend isn't a fantastic goal kicker, so I think Cody will hold the goal kicking duties as well. Canham83 asks, TPJ to Takiyaho or Haas, and Marnie to Brandon Smith or Jaden Braley. I'd probably just hold Marnie. I think he's good enough to be a keeper, and if you have him in your side, it's one less trade you have to make. If it means foregoing a hooker for the week, then so be it. Yeah, it says here you've got Grant as well. I think you just cop the AE, because I think if you have Marnie and Grant in your side, you're set up for a pretty good run home. So I wouldn't be touching your hooker. As for TPJ to Takiyaho or Haas, I think for the money, I'd probably go to Takiyaho, and then you could look to free up cash elsewhere and then look at getting in another gun. Sunny Central asks, with injuries suspensions this year, is it worth having as many players available each week as possible leading into the run home instead of nuffing everyone out? I still think nuffing people out is the way to go, because it just eliminates the headache of looping. So let's say that like Turbo plays on a Friday and I don't know, Cleary comes back and he plays on a Sunday or whatever, it's just hypothetically, and Turbo goes off for like 150, and you have someone like a Daniel Saluka Fifita in your bench, and you decide to nuff. I mean, good luck getting a good score that week with Saluka Fifita's like 10 that he's going to get off the Roosters bench. So I think if you enough out guys like those. I mean, guys that are just going to be a nightmares, but that's why I'm leaning towards keeping someone like a Madison. I think he's an okay coverage. He's still averaging 60, so I think there's worse options to have. But looking at trading out you guys like Ojwe Kamanu, Spencer Lenu, Saluka Fifita, just guys like that. It was Charlie Staines as well. Like, guys that are going to be headaches for you to loop, and you're not confident them getting over, say, 45. All right, guys, that is going to round up today's Supercoach preview. Hopefully, it gets out in time. It's a little bit late. I apologize. But good luck with your Supercoach seasons for the rest of the run home. It's a pretty crucial time, and good luck with the five trades this week. And enjoy some club footy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.